Good morning, guys. I hope you're having a great day. It's Monday morning, and so far the weekend went well. I hope yours went super amazing. My name is Ose Grekasinare. I am your host. Welcome to the Life Thrills podcast, and today's topic is exciting. We're talking about educating your clients and why is it important. If you haven't done it already, grab yourself a cup of coffee. I'm having a good brew that I grabbed from Burundi. Man, it tastes amazing. If you're a coffee fan, do hit me a DM. Let's chat about it. Tweet it, holler at me. But let's jump straight to this conversation. I want to talk to you guys about why it's important to educate your clients. A lot of times we make the assumption that all the clients that come to us already know the experience that they get from working with a photographer. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes that I have done for a very long time, or I did for a very long time, in assuming that the customers who were coming to do photo shoots with me already knew what would be happening in a photography session with me. What I did not know was that every experience a client has with a different photographer is different. We all run our businesses in a different way. We all have different procedures. Some of us have contracts, some of us don't have contracts. Some people actually have a form that a client has to fill in before they take on the project so they can understand the client more. I've seen situations whereby somebody who takes portrait sessions actually has a questionnaire for their client that they have to sign and fill in before they do a photo shoot. And the questionnaire has even questions about the type of music they like, so that when the photographer is in studio working with this client, they can actually customize a playlist for the client so that the client has a beautiful experience and feels comfortable in the studio. So every photography studio, every photographer, every filmmaker, creative has their own processes, procedures that they have in place to make a shoot run smoother or run in the way they're comfortable with, right? I want you to think about that. Take a second, because I think this is something that even for me initially, like, it wasn't something that I thought was important. I just thought a client would walk in, contact me. Oh, for example, nowadays they'll contact you on Instagram, you tell them your price, and after that you'll go do the shoot and it'll run smoothly. But what I've always, you know, found out was that a client's expectation is very different from your expectation of the shoot. So it's very important to find out what the client is expecting beforehand, so you also understand what is going to happen in the shoot for you to create the most amazing experience. So why I'm talking about this is because you want to understand that as a creative or as a photographer, because for now, like, we're going to focus on the photography side, and I don't want you guys to assume that the podcast is only for photographers, but you can apply these ideologies with any business. But as a photographer, you also have to understand that by educating your client about the processes that it takes for you to create an image, you're actually creating value for that image. You're actually creating value for that product. And when you create value, the client starts to see why it's important to pay a specific price point. You never want to be in a position where you're defending your price. So by creating value and showing what they're getting before even having the discussion of can we get a discount, they're already kind of understanding that this is the amount of value that you're putting into creating these images, and it's not just a click of a button. A good example is with Apple. You know, when they launch new products, you see that they start to educate the audience and show the different features that the new iPhone has or the new AirPods have. They do that so that we start building this value in our mind of how this product will help our lives for the better, right? So they're basically educating you in a way that, you know, when they do these showcases, you feel like you're finding out like new things about this product that you did not know about. And it's the same with, you know, the creative industry. is that you want to educate your client, but you don't want to make it seem as though you're telling them about the product. You want to guide them through. You want to kind of be a guide in educating them about the actual processes that we go through as creatives to provide them with this final product that they're going to be happy about, that is going to make their business more successful than the other business who's competing with theirs, all right? So you want to be the solution to a problem. And in educating them, you're giving them an insight in our industry, and it's a role for you, basically. Because by educating them, you are making our industry seem more respected, in a sense. Because if you don't do the educating part, somebody just assumes you're just clicking a button. And if we are able to show them that it's more than that, you've already converted one individual, one client, to understand that it takes more than just a click of a button for us to create an image. It takes more than just sitting down and 5 minutes you have a logo. It takes a long time. So it's important to start educating our customers. And I learned that the hard way. But as I started educating myself more and more about the business side and, you know, communication with clients, I started to understand that it's more than just us selling a product. We're selling an experience, and every single person who's selling has a different way of selling it. So making the assumption that all of us have the same product because I'm a portrait photographer and there's another person who's a portrait photographer is a very bad assumption. You want to show how different you are, and the best way to do that is by scheduling a meeting, sitting down with the client before the shoot. I usually want to sit down with the client at least a week beforehand so I can totally understand the expectations, and I can work towards making those expectations for the customers to come true in the photo shoot. So it's very important to set that time. I did not know that was what I was doing, but as I started learning more, I started to understand that the reason why I was giving myself time between the meeting of the client and the actual shoot allowed me to create better images, and it allowed me to create a more successful business because I was able to surpass the expectation that the client had in their mind. You know, you would have situations, a client will come in the studio, you know, the AC is already set, you know, the backdrop is already done, you know, there's an area whereby they can have a drink, you know, have, if, you know, it's a celebration, they've achieved something, you can have a champagne. You know, these little additional things really stick to a client because they see that there's so much more value than them just coming, sitting there, taking a couple of photographs and then leaving. Because that's something that the general group does. And by just adding a little bit more and by understanding your client a little bit more, you can do so much more. So this comes from educating the client the process and letting them know that, you know, my business is different. This is the procedures. I have a contract in place. The reason why I have a contract in place is so that if, as a photographer or a service provider, I'm late, I will cut this amount of money from the amount of money that you're paying. And if you're late, this is the amount of money you'll be additionally paying because of, you know, late fees. So all these things, by creating contracts, by creating procedures, you're educating a client, and once they go to another photographer, they'll have a different experience, and, you know, that will be kind of like their standard of what a professional experience has to be. So I definitely think it's important, and you want to guide your client, and you don't want to make it seem as though you're forcing them to, you know, be in the class and learn something new. You want them to feel as though they're figuring out something that they never knew existed in the photography and the creative space. So I definitely think it's important to educate your clients. And if you haven't been doing that, I think you should start. A good website that gives me a lot of information is it's actually on YouTube. It's more focused on, you know, the creative business, so a lot to do with graphic designing, and I think it applies to a lot of different spectrums or different fields. But it's called Future. It's spelled FUTUR. So if you search for that on YouTube, you'll get a ton of knowledge, because what they do is that they also do kind of like sessions where they have a client. How do you call it? Let me think about it. They basically have kind of like one-on-one. So you sit down with another creative and you do role playing. So you role play, maybe a client doesn't want to pay you the amount that they agreed to pay you, and then they do a role play so you can understand how to navigate that. Or if you have, like, for example, there's a recent video I watched before we went to a meeting. It was called Watch This Before Your Next Client Call or Regret It Later. And what they were talking about is the moment you get into a meeting with the client, it's best to disclose the price. And a lot of times we always wait to disclose the price at the end. But what you'd like to do is actually state the price early on, so you already know that if you guys are willing to work together. You know, you don't want to go and then sell yourself, show what you can do, and only tell the price at the end, only to find out that this person is not willing to pay that amount. So it's a very cool community. You'll get a lot of insights. It's where I get a lot of my information in terms of how to communicate with clients, how to price myself, and why to not price yourself according to time, or to price yourself according to a specific, you know, structure. Very great place, so I'd recommend you guys to go check it out. But I hope this quick topic today on the fact that you should educate your client helped you out and kind of opened up your eyes in a new way to see how you can tackle this difficult space of dealing with clients. All right, the thought of today. The thought of today is passive income. You know, it's Monday and we don't generally shoot a lot, or we don't generally get clients a lot on Monday. They just usually you're getting messages from clients asking you where the work was, because they assume you don't have a weekend, right? So today I want to talk to you about passive income. Have you already started to make passive income? You know, like when you're sleeping, are you making money from your photography, your creative business? What I've done, I've started creating presets. So every day I get a new client to buy the preset. So, you know, I've already used that energy a while ago to create the service, and it's making me money even after months and months. So that in turn is a good way to kind of like earn money when you're in a meeting, earning money when you're sleeping. And I wanted to ask you, have you started creating passive income from your creative business? And if you are, what are you actually, you know, offering as a service or as a product? Let's talk about it. Tweet me. Let's start this conversation. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for the support. We're already on Apple Podcasts, so you can find us there. And again, thank you for tuning in. Remember to stay safe and stay creative. Take care.